Would you look at this, Miss Message?
That's weird. What is it?
Well, it's an old radio. I remember I used to have it here around the post office when I was little. Along about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd hear all sorts of adventure stories. I wonder if it still works. Oh, got it turned on. And hey, listen to that. Incredible. Well, that's the music for Little Orphan Annie.
Leaping Lizards.
It's amazing. I remember the program used to come on. Pierre André was the announcer. He'd say, "And now, Little Orphan Annie." And then he'd say, "A bomb has destroyed a part of the town hall of Sunfield.
And that mysterious gang of boys, known as the Black Jackets, is suspected of having set off the bomb."
It gets exciting, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well, that's enough excitement, Miss Message. I guess we better quit reminiscing and get on with today's mail.
You bet. And we've got lots of letters, too.
Well, would you hand me that big stack of them?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, now let's see what I've got here. All right, a nice collection of letters, and this first one is from Joey Lynn Dobbins. And Joey Lynn Dobbins writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I want a baby alive and a wagon for Christmas." And Lynn Dobbins would also like some, Joey Lynn Dobbins would also like some nuts and candy, and we'll leave you some goodies on the table. Very nice letter from Joey Lynn Dobbins. Okay, Joey, going to set that letter right over here in the outgoing mail to Santa Claus. Oh, look, here's one from Roger Dobbins. Must be a brother of Joey. It says, "My name is Roger Dobbins, and I want a gun, and it's a sort of a set here that I can't quite read, but I will tell you, Roger Dobbins, that Santa Claus is a whole lot better on handwriting than I am, so we read these out, but we send them on to Santa Claus, and his experts will check them out. Roger Dobbins wants a gun and wants another kind of set, too, and then he wants for Christmas some nuts and candy and, believe you, cake and ice-cold glass of milk on the table." That's Roger Dobbins writing. Thank you, Roger. Santa's going to enjoy that cool, crispy glass of milk on a cold Christmas Eve. Miss Message, this one looks like ought to be just about right for you to read for me. I want to check that old radio one more time.
"Dear Santa, my name is Tiny Rose, and I am 5 years old. I've been a good girl this year. Please bring me a baby alive doll, doll clothes, and baby carriage. Also, please bring my 2-year-old sister, Wendy, a baby doll, a doll bed, and a little stove. Also, any clothes you may have. We will leave you some goodies on the dining room table. Thank you, Tanya and Wendy Rose."
Ah, isn't that a nice one, Miss Message? Hey, this is a pretty looking one. And it's so pretty that I would like for you to read it. Bright yellow paper with flowers across the top there. What does that one say?
All right, this says, "Dear Santa Claus, thank you for the nice things you brought me last year. I've tried to be a good boy this year. I would like to have an Evel Knievel, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Smash Up Derby, and a rifle. Thank you, Jackie Rickett Jr."
And well, this must be Jackie's brother because it's a piece of stationery exactly the same. And it's from Jeffrey Rickett. And Jeffrey writes, "Dear Santa Claus, thank you for all the nice toys you brought me last year. I've tried to be a good boy this year and listen to my mother and daddy. I like everybody," which is very nice of Jeffrey, isn't it? And Jeffrey Rickett says, "I'd like to have a smash-up derby racing car, a big dump truck, and a baby kitten." Well, Jeffrey, I don't know how Santa's supply of kittens is, but usually a lot of young people want pets for Christmas. Santa does the best he can to answer all requests. Well, leaping lizards, Miss Message. Look at this letter. It says, "Airmail" on the outside, and says, "Susan McMillan Green" across the back. Gosh, let me see this one. Hey, this is a spectacular letter. Susan says she wants, let's see here. Gosh, isn't it nice the way she has written this? She says she wants a hoppity horse, a bride doll, a light bright, and what's that?
A Snoopy toothbrush.
A Snoopy toothbrush. And she must have written this last Friday night when she was watching Rudolph on television, right? Because Susan says, 8 p.m. Friday, 8 p.m. Rudolph. She was watching Rudolph's show, and I understand everyone at the North Pole was tuned into that one, too. The reception was extremely good. Everybody really enjoyed the show.
Even Rudolph tuned in.
Even Rudolph, right, down in the barn there, just enjoyed the show a whole lot. Got a couple here from the Gaines girls, Lisa and Teresa. Lisa writes, Dear Santa Claus, I've been very good this year, and I want a doll and a CNC and a cash register and a baby carriage. Oh, and some dishes. And Lisa says she'll leave you some coffee and some cookies. Signed, your friend, Lisa Gaines. And along in the same envelope with Lisa's letter came one from Teresa Gaines. And Teresa writes, Dear Santa Claus, I've been very good this year, and I want some games and some books and some clothes and a clipboard. She's going to take a lot of notes, I guess, in the coming year. And Teresa also would like some color paper and a surprise. And I'll leave you some coffee and some cookies. Your friend, Teresa Gaines. Teresa and all the children know that Santa Claus frequently brings surprises, things you didn't even think about. That he just says, I know that that would be just right for Lisa or Teresa or maybe for Pedro Fry. Here's a letter from Pedro and also from Marcus and Tanya Fry, all in Gordonsville. Nice letter. Dear Santa Claus, my name is Pedro Fry. I have a brother, Marcus, and a little sister, Tanya. Marcus is 3 years old, and Tanya is 2 years old, and I'm 7 years old, and in the second grade, and I go to Green Spring Elementary School. And Pedro Fry says, this year I've tried to be a very good boy. For Christmas, I'd like to have a bicycle, a pair of skates, some clothes and candy and nuts and oranges. And then Pedro goes on to say, for Marcus now, please bring him a racing car track, some shoes, candy, nuts and oranges. And for Tanya Fry, who is, let's see, how old is Tanya? Tanya's 2 years old. And Pedro Fry, writing this letter, says, for Tanya, a teddy bear, dishes, some clothes, candy, nuts and oranges, and bring Mommy and Daddy something, too. Well, that's nice of you to remember them. And for you, Santa, we'll leave some milk and cookies. And it's signed Pedro, Marcus, and Tanya Fry from Route 2, Gordonsville. What a nice letter. Well, I think we've about gotten through the stack of mail here this afternoon. You know what I'd like to do, Miss Message?
I can bet. You'd like to hear the rest of that Little Orphan Annie adventure, wouldn't you?
Well, it was kind of exciting. Let's close up shop, and then we'll see if that old radio still works.
All right, and I'll remind everyone, there's only a little time left to send your letters to Santa Claus. Take it to First Federal Savings and Loan on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange.
And we'll read the letters here, and then...
on to Santa Claus.
I like the way you say that, Miss Message. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.